The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, happy Friday. I guess the old adage, be careful who you criticize, is very true when it comes to the Khashoggi case. Here's the latest now, as you've been watching this thing drag on for days like I have. The Saudi state media today reported that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, missing activist and writer, was killed in a fist fight in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. They failed to describe how it was that Mr. Khashoggi went in to the building, engaged in a fist fight which resulted in his death, but never came out. Well, I explained last night how he did come out, and I think most of you know that. If you don't, he was parsed into little pieces and put in diplomatic satchels and valises and plastic bags and carried out by people with diplomatic immunity. And maybe they fed him to the koi, I don't know. But he's gone, he's been gone, everybody knows it. He criticized MBS. There was some talk the other day, one story, that the Saudis maybe were considering getting rid of MBS and bringing another crown prince in there, but I don't think you're going to see that happen. These people are as rotten and as corrupt as money will allow. Money, greed, arrogance, inhumanity toward humankind. And it's not an unusual circumstance. It seems to go hand in hand with money. I don't care what government you're talking about. To one degree or another, they all engage in the same things, and that's kill people that get in the way. They kill people all the time. This country is as good of an example of that as there is. Think back. How many great people and other people, not so great, have we lost? Countless. Remember the Clinton death list? Close to 100? I think it's over that, but we don't know. Dean Henderson is back with us tonight, his once-a-month visit. He's very busy, very wise, and very well-studied. Hello, my friend. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So this Khashoggi thing, I guess if nothing else, serves to illustrate to all of us how much control Donald Trump is under. Seems no matter where he turns, he's under control of somebody. And they've got him.
Yeah. It really does. It really shows the priorities of the people who, for which Trump does his bidding.
Yeah.
Which all of our presidents have done their bidding since, I'd say, Kennedy. And, you know, you get in bed with butchers, and then they get caught on camera. You know, the only reason this was ever exposed was Erdogan must have had that whole place, that whole area bugged up, and then they say Khashoggi actually had this iPhone where he was recording it. So they might have even coordinated with the Turkish government, because the Turkish government right now and the Saudis are not getting along too well because of this Qatar situation.
Right.
And because they back different factions of rebel terrorists in Libya and in Syria, none of which are any good, but that's just the way it's set. So, you know, Erdogan played his cards right. Otherwise, this is just, you know, who knows if this even gets out, because, you know, they can just say, well, gee whiz, we just don't know what happened to him, went to Istanbul, and that was the end of it. And,
you're totally right. You're totally right. So, Erdogan gets a few credit points for this one. Yeah,
he does. And, you know, like I say, his motives probably weren't as pure as anything, but I mean, it's just that he doesn't like the Saudis right now. But, you know, but I mean, it's just par for the course. I mean, it not only illustrates the power, the controllers that control Trump, and which is basically money, revenue for the arms dealers, revenue for the oil industry, the fact that they buy a lot of 30-year treasury bonds, the fact that they invest heavily in the big banks even now, including, you know, especially Citigroup.
Yeah. Well, the Saudis just transferred $100 million to the U.S. yesterday.
Yeah, Pompeo goes over there and tells them to transfer it. And basically, I'm sure there's a deal, you know, we won't really dig into this if you just give us this money now. And then we'll make sure this other, you know, make sure this other money gets to us. And that's just it is. And so it's just, you know, but you just have to go back in history. I mean, it's not like, you know, the CIA itself in 1975 assassinated King Khalid, who was sort of a rebel part of the House of Saud. And see, there's a Sadari faction, which is what MSB is part of. And Saudi people call them Mufakin, which means infidel, but it means, in the true sense, infidel, which means you've sold your soul to Western materialism and capitalism, which they obviously have done. They're a bunch of playboys with mansions and a lot of stuff. So they're not Muslims. They're royals. They're royal bloodlines. They're related to the royals of Europe.
Right.
And they're supported by the same royals. And these people, as we know, all these royals, they have to hide behind their niceties and their, you know, their all of their pomp and circumstance to compensate for the fact that they're butchers and bloodsuckers and pedophiles.
You know, here's I think it's permissible to say that Khashoggi's life turns out to have been worth, in these circumstances, $100 million. Well, that was the payoff, right? That's arguable. What are the lives of the several hundred thousand Yemeni men, women, and children worth? Not even a sentence. Nothing.
Yeah, no, not even a sentence. Yeah, he's going nuts. The guy's going nuts. And, you know, in the past, we've always at least sort of told the Saudis, you know, what to do and tone it down and whatever. And it just seems like this guy just has a immunity and impunity to do whatever he wants.
Oh, he's a bad one, MBS.
He's a bad one. He's an especially bad one. And they've sort of set up their own foreign policy. That's what's a little bit different. You know, in the past, it was just, you know, Aramco was owned by the Four Horsemen of Oil, who were owned by the Rothschild bankers.
Right.
And, you know, Treaty of Jeddah 27, the British set it up. They actually went after the, you know, used the Sadari clan to go after the Hashemites, who were kind of more of their foes and who were backing the Ottoman Turks a little bit more. And these guys at that time were a lot of just pearl divers and had nothing, and they just elevated them into this position where, as long as you do it, you're told you'll become these fabulously rich people, and you'll get whatever you want, but you just have to do three things. You have to buy arms from us and support our arms industry. You have to sell your oil to us for cheap and be what they call the swing producer, and always, you know, protect that market and do what we tell you with the oil markets, like they did a little while ago to try to crush the Iran and the Russia oil markets and crush the Bakken oil field domestic drilling, which they did. It all went bankrupt. And by the way, now ExxonMobil has ownership of a lot of those wellheads, and they're just capped and ready to go whenever. And all the hard work and the labor has been paid for. It's been done. And so they did that. And so the other thing is just buy your 30-year treasury bonds and support us with, you know, corporate investment. So they, as long as you do that, you'll become these fabulous billionaires. And so that went along and that went along. And just, you know, they got especially arrogant. And this guy, he just thinks, he can just go around, you know, butcher. highlights who we've been allies with since 1953, when Southern SoCal, which is became Chevron, found oil in Saudi Arabia, and it's been like this ever since. And it's not like they haven't funded the Contras. And by the way, Adnan Khashoggi, probably the brother or relative of this guy in some way, I'm sure, was an arms dealer that did a lot of that. Worked with Lockheed. This Jamal Khashoggi was an insider, for the longest time, and he just sort of started seeing how crazy these people were getting. And so, but even his family's, it's got a dirty history. And they funded the Mujahideen. They're the paymaster. That's what their role has always been. That's the fourth thing, actually. There's four things, and that's actually the big one, is that they fund covert operations. The training is done by the Mossad and the CIA. The big, heavy lifting as far as financial is done by the Saudis, and it's been that way for quite some time. But now it just seems like with MSB, he's just got his own sort of regional foreign policy, and they're sort of letting him do that. I mean, first he takes out all these businessmen and, extorts them for a bunch of money to bail out the Saudi economy, which was in horrible shape. And then he gets really more bellicose all the time with Iran, and he gets more in bed with Israel by the day. And, then the war in Yemen. And he's just out of control. And so if there's ever going to be an event that would, make, somebody in the establishment in this country go, geez, just even if we just, we liked it when you were quiet butchers and we could hide behind it and we didn't have to take accountability for it. But, I mean, if you can't, do something about this now and change the whole relationship that we have in the Middle East, which would mean becoming friends with Iran and getting oil from them, and which would mean laying off of Syria, becoming friends with Balab, becoming friends with Palestinians, and dropping the Israelis and the Saudis and the Crown Prince and the Crown of England and the City of London over the side. And this is an opportunity in that sense. So in that sense, Khashoggi's life could be worth a lot more. But will that happen, Jeff? You and I both know that it won't.
No. This whole thing, if it is not a clear and obvious, patently understandable lesson in international power, greed, politics, nothing really fits the bill. You don't get it. You don't want to get it. You all get it. But the average person walking and talking in this society, no, they don't get it. They don't want to get it. And just give me a beer. Let's watch the ball game. All right, whatever. But maybe that's the way it's always been, right? Maybe the great masses have always been that way, okay, throughout history. I'm not here to really judge anyone.
I think it's gotten worse.
Yeah, it's way worse because of technology, right? Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
There's just more and more brainwashing going on.
Far more devious. Far more evil.
Very devious. Very sophisticated. Nano, bio, you name it, they're doing it. And they talked about it back in 2001, this huge meeting that we were watching something last night about it, and NASA, everybody, all the acronyms were there, and how they were going to use technology and use all these, basically it's a covert war on, the war isn't, it's not a question of which country they're going to go to war with at this point. It's not going to be China. It's not going to be, even Iran or Russia. No, the war is on the people of the world, all the people, because they just figured out that if they can just perfect their lies, which Obama himself signed something when he was president, saying they could now, basically officially use propaganda inside the United States, and that's what they're doing on the internet. And they're basically, they can just create this hive mentality consensus of this is the truth and this is the way it's going to be and this is what the Facebook purge is all about and the YouTube purge and all this stuff, because it's a cookie. They gave you the internet and it was a weapon and they got you hooked on it, and it's still a weapon, and it's brainwashing people to the point where, I mean, TV was bad enough, but as we've talked about before, this is interactive, this is different. This actually gets you involved more, and people really think they're having their own thoughts, and they're not even having their own thoughts anymore. They're not their own thoughts, and this is a scary thing. And so it's so easy to do. Why break out the National Guard? Why have a war anywhere when you can just pacify the people of the world with the tech, with the chemtrail, nanoparticles that they're sending down, with the biological stuff they're doing with that too. Just change us physiologically, attack our DNA at a cellular level, and just pacify us in that respect. And that's exactly what's going on, and that's why nothing's going to happen, because the people in Washington are all whores of the bankers, and it's just a auction, who gets elected. It's whoever raises the most money gets elected, and that's who they're giving money. And yeah, but the general, the mass of people, and you know, they just are pacified. They have no courage. I don't see any courage really out there, hardly at all. That's the most depressing part to me, because you know, I've always lived with the establishment. I've been, you know, I've been against them for 35 years, I guess, and you know, been trying to expose them. And at least back in the day, it just seemed like, yeah, there's some people with some fight out there. You know, you just ran into them every now and then. It wasn't a lot of people, but it was some people. And you just really don't find that anymore. I don't see it. I just see everybody just knuckling under, and they don't want to talk about it, and they want to tell a funny joke at a party and have a beer, and everything's just fine, and everything's not fine. And this just, this incident illustrates how not fine things are. And maybe they even did this just to see how, maybe they knew they were being taped and everything, and they're just trying, maybe this is just a big experiment to just see how bold-faced, can we just come out and execute and butcher and cut into little pieces a journalist for a major American paper and right. just get away with it? You know, can we do this? Can we? So maybe it might even be that, you know? I mean, it's just so sick. Things have gotten so sick.
It is sick, and logic and common sense and linear thought don't add up to what most of us would think. And I think you're right. I think the sky's the limit here. Motivations, these people, God only knows what they're thinking. I don't know. You could be right. They're really inhuman by my measure. They're not human.
The transhuman thing's really kicking in. It's not coming. It's here.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of cyborgs, you know, walking around.
I'm with you on that.
That's a fact. And I mean, you just look around you and you see it. And the biggest cost is to your soul. You know, it's funny how it's all AI, you know, artificial intelligence, and everything's about enhancing the intellect. But it's sort of the last thing we need, you know, is to enhance the intellect. I mean, I got a master's degree, you know, if I wanted to, I could go around and tell everybody how smart I was, but I don't.
Does a master's degree make you smart,
right. Well,
Dean?
No, that's also true. But I mean, it doesn't, my point is it doesn't matter. My point is when I was getting that,
you know what it means now?
I was arguing with the hyper-intellectual people. Yeah. They had a degree in environmental studies, and they would always be like, well, there's all these complex issues. And I'd be like, yeah, but we're trashing the environment, you know, and I just appeal to them on a heart level.
Yeah. Well, you know what the degree means? The degree also means they're probably $50,000 to $75,000 in lifelong student loan debt.
Yeah, wasn't like that.
They're slaves.
But they're slaves, and don't do it. But, you know, I'm just, the whole point, the whole emphasis of all of this, you see, is sort of a hyper intellect. You know, we're supposed to think that's where it's at. And that's really kind of the problem, because people are just packing their heads full of information, trying to keep up with the next guy down the road. And, oh, I got this fact off of Google today, and Wikipedia told me this. And this is what's become, it's become a priority. See, not the heart chakra, not feeling, not caring about others or helping others, or just living in the now, observing, and then maybe using your brain to put it all together. No, it's just about this hyper-intellectualization. So artificial intelligence, enhance the intelligence. Robots are more intelligent than human beings. So what? Intelligence isn't everything. That's my point. It's just all about intelligence, and what ends up happening is people get dumber, actually, because they're packing their brains full of information that they can't put together, and it's just fragments of information. If you have all this information in your head and you're not doing good with it, what good is it? It's no good at all.
No.
It's just counterproductive, and this is what I see, and this is what I think cyborgs do. This is what they're doing, and it's really dangerous, because It's basically the glorification of the Luciferian model that was set up by the City of London, by the Royal Geographic Society, by the Tavistock Institute. It's all about intellectualization of everything. And it really, it's a cold, hard, okay, that's why I call it cold, hard facts, because they're cold and they're hard, and that's what they are, you know. And sometimes they're important. I mean, they're always important, actually, but not when they're cold and hard, and that's all you have. That's all you got. That's all you got is your intellect. Really, you're not human anymore. Then I look at animals in the wild, and I look at how instinctive they are, and how loving they are to each other, and how they help each other. And they're not sitting there, you know, doing algebra and stuff. You know, I mean, they're just trying to survive. what happened to that? You know, that's where people get courage, and that's where people get sort of fortitude and character, is by living in the real world and actually, you know, accomplishing real tasks, you know, not sitting around on a computer filling their heads full of information. You know, that's just not going to be helpful to where we're at right now, because, you know, this is exactly what the Luciferian model is. It's the worship of the intellect. I mean, they're fallen angels. You read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, the Bible of Freemasonry in this country, and they talk about Lucifer, bathing in the light of Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer was the enlightener, you know, and Adonai, who many people, you know, that's what we call God. He was the God of darkness, and it's just like in the church in the Dark Ages, they say, oh, the church, that was the Dark Ages. Now, we came along, and it was the Enlightenment. Really? Check that history out one more time and see what actually happened during the Enlightenment. And see where that's gotten us, because that's what brought us the nuclear bomb, and that's what brought us, you know, glyphosates, and that's what brought us chemtrails. And you know, this thing we were watching last night, it was just so sick, because it was all these military people from all these acronym agencies, and they were just, you could just see how lost they were in their intellect. And they didn't even care about the outcome. You know, they didn't even care that that this was harmful to people. It didn't even occur to them. It's just an intellectual exercise for them, and they get a kick out of it. And this is what I see. This is the problem that I'm seeing.
Ah, I agree. It's not good. There's nothing positive I can say about this government any longer. It is not representative of, by, or for the people at all. I think most all of you know that. It's we don't have a government. We are really disenfranchised. We're essentially servants. That's all we are.
That's
slaves.
What they want. Yeah,
that's exactly what we're debt slaves, and that's
it. We're debt slaves, and that's the way they want it. And you know, even these transhumanist people—if you listen to them talking out both sides of their mouth—all these Silicon Valley people. And the Silicon Valley, the whole scene is, again, it's a crown-funded entity. It's not really even a part of the United States. This is all being funded by the City of London. Going back to their scientists, even, and some of these people like Kurzweil and that have come up with this stuff. All their mentors were like these guys from Oxford, and I mean everything leads to the City of London on this stuff. And it's like, again, you know, it always does. And it's like, but yeah, they don't even. On one hand, they say, yeah, we're gonna enhance you, and you're gonna live 140 years. But that's not for us, Jeff. That's for a few of the people, like, you know, the one percenters. And the rest of us, they want to kill. And that's just the facts.
Exactly.
And so they tell us all these fuzzy things about this, yeah, and how it's going to work out and how it's going to, yeah, it's going to, you know. And the other message, of course, is that human beings just aren't good enough. And I'm so tired of hearing that message. And it's just, you know, it's not true. You know, we're created here for a reason, and we're plenty good. And we didn't trash the planet. They did. And it's, you know, people
damn right,
get
they
that
did.
Straightened
yeah.
out. You know, it's yeah. not your fault. It's their fault, okay? And it's okay to say it's their fault. And you take responsibility for what you do in your life. But, you know, when you start saying we trash the planet, humans trash the planet, that's a slippery slope. And that's exactly the slope they want you on, because it deflects attention from the oligarchy and from the royals and from the Rothschilds, you know?
Exactly right. All right, hold on. Friends, Dean and I will be right back with more after this. Okay, and welcome back. All right, we have elections coming up here, and the average is running 94% to 96% in terms of returning incumbents back to the House of Representatives, and I think we have 35 senators up for re-election this time. 94% to 96%. I could almost use the word recidivist, and it would fit. That's a criminal falling back into criminality after he or she gets out of prison. A recidivist. Politicians do the same thing. they get sent back and they engage in the same criminality. So, yeah, we got a 94 to 96% return rate and probably 100% recidivist rate, if you think about it. It's not good, and I honestly don't see a solution to it, Dean. It's gotten to be too far out of hand, too far out of our hands. The people don't have the ability to focus and bring to bear any real, meaningful, mass public outrage anymore. They don't. Not that I see. Too many diversions, too much EMF, too many issues that will pull them this way and that. It's all being run now. 5G, that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, they got their full spectrum dominance, and they're doing it with mind control and like never before. Yeah, they started with MKUltra, okay, and you know, it's just gotten more sophisticated. That was when they could just brainwash, you know, one person to be a killer and or, you know, do something. And that worked pretty good. And then now it's just mass mind control via the internet. And that's working really good. So I don't think so either. And it's just, you know, recidivism, that's a good word. Because they are criminals, but they're only there because we put them there and we keep voting for them. Like say 94, 96%, and people complain, and then they just vote for the same person. And personally, I'm just not going to vote because it won't matter if Claire McCaskill or Josh Hawley get elected. And you know, this is like some big race, they say, and Missouri's the big race. It's going to decide, you know, whether it's going Republican or Democrat. So what? Who cares? I mean, what's the difference? You know, okay, so Claire and him disagree on social issues, basically. You know, and when it comes to war, oh yeah, let's go to war. Yeah. You know, let's see. Why hasn't one of these people, you know, come out and made a strong statement and say, hey, let's just cut ties with the Saudis? Have you heard anybody say that? Cut ties with the Saudis?
Not once.
Not one.
No.
And so it's okay to just butcher a guy in broad daylight and spread his body parts around and. Yeah, I guess so. And so, yeah, who's gonna do anything? And it's just money again. It's just so much money and so much mind control. Money and mind control, and they go together. And it's the same people doing it to us. But I don't know. I would encourage everybody just don't vote. I mean, you're just signing a contract. You're just basically giving your consent to the Virginia Corporation every time you go and vote. Every time you go and sign anything, and
I mean, honestly, the best we can hope for, and many of these elections, most of them are reasonably close in the polls and all of that. And why is that? That's just to keep people thinking that they can make a difference, right? Thinking that the election is really up for grabs. They're not up for grabs. It's all predetermined, all of it.
People into these two crazy camps and go at each other's throats and, you know, divide, you know, just like the Kavanaugh thing. That was just like every single Democrat said, oh, she was right, and every single Republican, oh, Trump was right. And how do you know? Were you there? Do you really know who's lying and who's telling the truth? No, nobody knows. I don't know. You don't know. No, but guess what? Nobody knows. And yet they said they knew. And it was all just because they were in two camps. How idiotic is that? I mean, how stupid is that? How stupid? Anybody that said that is an idiot. And many people said it. But this is the problem, is as long as we, and of course there's a gender issue there too, and they're trying to divide the genders. It's always about dividing us. And until we decide that we want to unite instead of divide, that we want to actually, you know, include everybody in this revolution, it's not going to go anywhere. And they've just done this masterful job of dividing us. And I think it's getting worse.
Sure, of course it is. They're refining it all the time.
There's bound to be some other category that they can come up with that they can divide. I don't know what it's going to be. They've pretty much got everything I can see divided. But I don't know, uncles versus aunts or something like this, maybe. They'll find something. And it's just that's the most disturbing part to me. Like I say, it's not the fact that this establishment is doing these things to us. It's just the fact that people go along with it. And they'll sit there and they'll watch Kavanaugh all last week and then all this. this week they're going to watch MSB stuff, and it's like, yeah, I don't know. Well, what does it all mean? Well, you're just letting, they call it news. What does that mean? News. New. Let's see, new. So you're going to tell us what's new this week, and that's what we're supposed to believe.
That's right.
That's what we're supposed to take in and say, okay, that's what matters this week. And you're even going to let them do that to you? No.
Right.
You shouldn't even do that. You shouldn't even let them do that to you, because you have to decide what's new this week. What was new for me this week is I had to fix a serious thing on my well, and I dug a 4-foot deep, 3-foot diameter hole in the ground with a shovel for 2 days, about 7 hours of work, and I fixed my well for about $75. It would have been $200 an hour for a backhoe, 4-hour minimum. That's $800. Save that money. And that saves me money, and that makes me more free to say what I'm saying now. And I would just suggest that your attention is being mined. Your attention, that's what they're mining. They're mining your attention.
No, that's true. That's very good, and it's correct. They're mining your consciousness, your attention. They're mining your brain.
Yep, and don't let them do it. And all you have to do to not let them do it is turn off the electronic screen, be it a TV or a computer or a phone. And then you decide what's new this week and be proactive and go out and do something, or go out and take care of something that needs taken care of, or go help your neighbor. I'm sure there's a neighbor that might need some help.
You bet.
The only way we're going to win this war, we've lost many battles, but the only way we're going to win this war is if people get human again. That's what I'm saying. If we keep giving consent to these people to mine our attention, we keep paying attention to the things they tell us to pay attention to, and we keep dividing along these lines, whatever the lines are, race, gender, you name it, we're not going to have any chance, and you're just going to be aggravated, frustrated human being. And you just need to get, everybody just needs to reclaim their dignity, their humanity, by just taking their lives back. And that's where this is all going to start. And, you know, that we could all be toast by the time anybody gets around to it. But that's really up to every person. And the best you can do in this world is just that. And, you know, it's all going to go to hell anyway. I'll guarantee it. And the only chance we have is if every single person does that, every single person takes their own life back and decides, okay, this is my life. I'm going to make the decisions. I'm not going to let the news tell me what the news is. And I'm not going to let the internet tell me how to think, or Google tell me how to think. And I'm not gonna do that. I do not consent. I do not consent in any way to this system. Pay things with cash. Put the credit cards away. Things like that. Just go to a simpler, more caveman, and I mean caveman in a good way. I like cavemen myself. I think they were awesome. Go that way and just become more of a Luddite and depend less on technology.
See, that's a wonderful word, and I've been called that before, a Luddite.
Oh,
doesn't bother me at all. No.
Chainsaw for 7 years.
Yeah.
I use them all. They're like, how do you do that?
Oh, that's wild.
Want to come see it? But yeah, I mean, I know I'm kind of extreme, and again, I saved $800 on a backhoe by shoveling. Okay, it's a lot of work, but you know what? It's good exercise. Keeps you fit.
I've been there. I do that. I understand.
Oh, yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I'm a sort of an anachronism, Jeff, and I think you probably feel that way too. But that's about all I got on it, really, is that, because, yeah, you're right. There's no chance in hell that an election is going to change anything. There's no chance in hell that they're going to do anything about the Saudis. There's no chance in hell that Hillary Clinton's going to jail. There's going to be some miracle in November. There's every chance in hell that QAnon is an NSA operation.
Of course it is.
To keep you sitting down and with your fingers crossed and your head between your legs.
And now we have Exanon. Did you see that?
I'm sure. No, I haven't even.
Oh, no. Anonymous. Remember the original Anonymous? Well, the original Anonymous has been rebranded as Exanon. Like QAnon, and they're using the exact same logo motif for the Exanon, the flaming X instead of a flaming Q. Go look it up. You won't believe it. And they've got just about as many hits now. They're running enormous numbers of stories releases drops, but they're not calling them drops. It's the same thing. It's war between Exxon and QAnon. Or they want us to think it's war. Yeah. I mean, it's all multi-level deep, you know?
All part of the full spectrum dominance, and they got everything blanketed. See how it is? They got everything blanketed. And if you want to believe in fairies and giant popsicles growing out in your field, I'm sure there's a site you could go to that would reaffirm that for you too. Just check it out. You know, that's just how far out it's got. And that people will see that the thing is that people even believe this stuff. The thing, it's just hard to fathom. Like how we just, nobody's got any sense. I mean, nobody seems to have any just common sense, and it's because they're being mined, their attention's being mined, their brains being fragmented, including their intel, including their holy intellect. It's being fragmented, and they're not paying attention. You know, right. It's just about paying attention. It's always just been about paying attention. Nobody's paying attention. I mean, in their personal That's lives, right. In their daily lives, they don't even know how to pay attention anymore. They just don't know how to be still and just pay attention. And then you can think about what you just saw, but first you have to see it. I mean, if you're just going so fast, you don't even see anything. And that's the way I feel. It's just like everybody's just driving down the interstate 100 miles an hour. They're not even enjoying the scenery.
No, they're not looking. Not looking. So just a blur.
It's a blur.
And once in a while, they'll see
If I die tomorrow, I'm cool. If I don't die tomorrow, I'm just as cool. But I'm not going to live that way, and I'm not going to get social credits. I'm going to be one of the guys they don't give that to. And I'm going to go the other way. I'm never going to get a smartphone. I'm not going to get one. Pretty soon, I'm going to ditch this computer and my website, probably everything. I just don't know if it's worth it anymore. I really don't. And I don't know. I just don't know if any of this is really. It's not going to get us anywhere. It's going the other direction. We're playing right into their hand.
En masse. Yeah, it's and the only chance we have is to somehow maintain the integrity of the individual when we can.
Yeah, I think that's it. The integrity of the individual, every individual. And if you don't want to maintain your integrity, I guess that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. None of my business, really. But, you know, I think personally, that's what gives me comfort. That's the only thing right now that gives me any comfort at all. You know, is just keeping my integrity. And that's not for sale. And they can't take it from you. They can never take that from you unless you let them. But if everybody does that, then we got a shot. See, it's just that simple. It's just that awareness, that living in the now stuff, you know. Sounds all antiquated, I'm sure, to this postmodern transhuman generation. They don't even know what that means, maybe.
No, they don't.
Anymore, but it's really so necessary right now. Just, you know, I see turtles all the time here, and they remind me of that. See, a turtle moves, he's slow, but he always wins the race, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Good.
That's kind of it, right? I mean, you know, you can go fast, and you can keep up with the news cycle, and, you know, why? I mean, you're just on their treadmill. You're just like a rat on a treadmill. You're just a rat. You're just a Skinner box entity. And that's what they're doing to people. And it's so sad that they're doing this. And it's even sadder that people are letting them do it to them. And they're gleefully letting them do it. What's the next electronics I can get? Will it be faster? Can I get a car with all that junk in it? I don't want one. I want one where I can find it, where I can manually roll the windows down. Have you ever had one of those electronic windows go out on you? Oh, God. It's a nightmare to fix. I mean...
Not my 56 Chevy. You can roll them up and roll them down.
You still
my
got
hand.
It. Nice. Yeah. Good man. Yeah, that's the way to go, like that. Because, yeah, I know. And, so it's just going to be interesting going forward, you know, what our choices, you know, are going to be for guys like us. And, you know, I am starting to see the AI. That's the beast in Revelations. It just definitely is, because it has to do with the worship of the intellect. You know, it's just Eve ate the apple. Okay, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Apple computer has the logo. It's got a bite out of it, you know, and, yeah, and there's a reason it's got a bite out of it, because they're flaunting the Creator, they're just taunting the Creator. They're Luciferians. I mean, they really are. I know to some people that just sounds crazy. but I'm just reporting it. It's just a fact, and they are crazy. They're very crazy people, and they're smarter than God. That's what they think. That's why you got CERN. That's why you got all this stuff. And so the AI, I think, is the beast. It's not a country. It's not a particular leader, you know. And it's not just in the Bible that this stuff's talked about. Native Americans have all kinds of, you know, stories about this thing. And this is, it's the AI. It's the worship of the intellect over the heart. And it's a big problem. So just keep your heart intact and your soul and your core.
That's what they've taken. That's what they've taken away from us, our heart. They don't. They try and make us think that our brains are our hearts. Right. The brain is not the heart. It's the computer. We don't live in our brains. Like the heart. No. Yeah, you know the term? Here. You know the term? You all know the term. Heartache. Why do you think when something bad happens, you feel it in the middle of your chest, in your heart? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? It's because the heart is actually your brain, in the best sense of the word.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's right on. It's true, in the best sense of the word. And that's if you watch animals, you know, that's what they operate on for the most part. I had three cats, and two of them have passed now, but they would bring mice up. And when we first got them, you know, their mama dropped them off, and she kind of cruised, and then there's three boy cats, and when one would bring a mouse up, at first we thought, oh gosh, you know, they're going to fight over it and stuff, and no, the one that brought it up would generally just give it to another one and just sit there and happily watch it, you know, chase it for a while, and then eat it, and it made them happy.
Yep. That's unconditional giving.
Unconditional love.
This doesn't happen. Not amongst this species anymore. Everything's tagged with something. You know, what's in it for me? What am I going to get back? Every time people do things, they expect something back. Not all of you out there. I'm just saying in general terms. They do. Hey, remember when I did that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Dean. Remember when I bought you that car?
Yep.
Remember when I brought that backhoe over and helped you dig?
Exactly. Or they just won't do anything until somebody does something for them. Well, guess what? Chances are, if you're like that, nobody's ever going to do anything for you. So you see, the other thing that's really ironic about it is it doesn't work out. You know, this hyper-intellectualization, this worship of the intellect doesn't work out, doesn't make you happy, doesn't make your life better. What makes your life better is when you're giving person, you care about other people, because then, you know, you won't expect them to, but they will give back, you know, and you have to show the way. You can't sit there and expect other people to go first. But see, this is all part of it. This is all part of this new human, this transhuman agenda that they're trying to create. They're trying to create a person that's like that, that's just like the City of London bankers. Just like the brutal British Empire people who always took first. There's takers and givers in this world, see? There always has been. But generally, I think there's been more givers. And what they're trying to do is change that equation to where everybody's just a taker.
I know this is important, what you're saying, and it's true, because as you look at the mass media and the so-called entertainment industry, that's a message that is, I think, being very cleverly inserted into the subconscious of a lot of people.
I think
they're remaking. The word is terraforming for the planet, but what do you call it when you terraform humanity, which is what they're doing? They really are.
That's what they're doing, yeah. You can see it everywhere, all the sitcoms and the movies. And it's very sophisticated.
And humor is so often predicated upon tragedy.
At the expense of another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the time. That's the norm, right? And also this sort of this insincerity, this flippancy, I guess, or people that are just flippant, and it's cool now to be flippant. That's what they're trying to promote, you know, the insincerity.
Yeah.
You know, you see that too everywhere in the commercials, the sitcoms, the movies, just the promoting insincerity.
I don't watch them, but I'm hearing you loud and clear.
It's just bizarre what's going on, and it's really, it is, it's a terraforming of the human into a kind of a cold, hard facts kind of cyborg.
Sure.
That just takes first and never gives unless you give something to me, you know.
Right.
And it's really sad because it's not the natural way, despite all the lies from the social Darwinist, Royal Geographic Society crowd. It's just not the natural way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so dumb that they don't understand nature. They live in cities. They're not country folk at all.
And they're concrete
never
folk.
Understood it. And of course, part of it is they're rationalizing all of their past behavior, their colonial bloody conquest of people. So they have to say these lies about the nature of humanity that justify what they've done. It's just the same old thing. It's like Trump says, well, gee, if we don't, sell our arms to the Saudis, they'll buy them from the Russians. And this is the devil's bargain, and you hear it all the time. Well, gee, if I wouldn't have taken the last piece of pie, somebody else would have, whatever.
Love that rationale?
Wow. That's some sick stuff, That's some sick, that's no way to live, and it's not the natural way, and it's not the way, it's not natural law.
You're supposed to leave everything.
Eat a piece of pie. Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to leave everything you really engage in at least neutral or a little bit better. That's the idea.
There you go. That's right, Jeff. That's right.
Don't leave it negative.
So that's what I'm going to try to keep doing best I can. I know you will too.
Yeah.
And let's just hope some others will, start just being happy and doing it like that because it makes you happy. I'm telling you.
It does.
Don't believe the lies.
And it doesn't cost you a penny.
Not a penny, man.
No.
It all comes back in spades. So, that's the nature of reality.
All true.
Don't believe the lies about it because it's so heavy, man. So deep and heavy what they're doing to us. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Dean, you take care of yourself and your wife and your home and your friends and, your animal friends and whatever other friends you have. You be well and take care. We'll talk to you next month.
Back at you, Jeff. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Mr. Dean Henderson. All right. We'll be right back with more.